Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Welcome to the GOC Music Box Hour. As always, we begin the show with the Delphi from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Today, I can't forget, in honor of the Michigan Mod from WCLM 1450, the heart and soul of River, Virginia. Now today, we have my favorite girl from New York, Brooklyn, Bronx, and the Mobiles, jazz, Latin, soul, jazz, one of the greatest concerts I ever went to in Brooklyn, California, at Zellerbach Auditorium. At the campus of University of California, Berkeley. What a great concert. Come on in here and enjoy Andrew Mobile from New York.
Ain't nothing like the real thing. time she has traveled, and she's watching out of sight. She knows. She'll be hiding, for she
This time I'll be sweeter.
in me.
Oh,
Oh,
Angela Amazina Bobio, Brooklyn, New York, Bronx, New York, Cuban, Oregon, great singer. 1 year younger than me, I can't believe that. Andy started singing as a teenager. New Seattle boys. Got the GRB Records. Signed her. The new album, her first album, Angie, 1978. In a concert in Berkeley in 79. And a great single, This Time I'll Be Sweeter. The Latin sound with R&B and jazz mix. The first one to ever do this. Hooked up with Nara Walden and became a superstar. We will continue part two of Angie Mobile. Hope you enjoy the show.
Just couldn't be so blind. We've been close, but people grow, and they sometimes grow apart. There's just one thing I ask you, if you've had a change of heart. Break it to me gently, if you have to, then tell me lies. Break it to me gently, at least. Why should I make them hide? But I won't hold you back. There'll be no pulling on your sleeve. Just let me down easy and go softly when you leave. Feel my feelings, if the feeling has Cause
to the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls and the waterfalls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. Listen to the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls and the waterfalls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. Before the Europeans settled these American lands, the people already lived here. Do you understand? They roam the beautiful woodlands and mountains and sands that span a thousands of years, and their legend still stands. Way back in the Ice Age when glaciers froze, they crossed into Alaska, that's how the story goes. The tribes of the Northeast skillfully used bark from birch trees to build big canoes, surviving for gifts within the lakes and land, using snares to fish and planting corn by hand. Iroquois to Delaware, Hopewell to Fox, just a few tribes from a region with lots. Down in the southeast with luscious and fertile soil, tribes learn to farm out in the sun, they toil. That's like the complex societies with rulers so royal. There were builders and artisans and knowledge of medicine. The Seminoles were proud, the natives played the cross. There was the Creek, Choctaw, and Chickasaw. The Crow, Blackfeet, and Dakota, home on the range. Nomadic tribes that roam the Great Plains. In order to survive, they hunted the buffalo, shot stone tipped arrows at a distance with the bow. From buffalo skins, they made teepees and canopies. They tribe warriors to protect from enemies. These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the waterfalls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. Listen to the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the waterfalls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. In the southwest were clay homes known as Quaylos. The Zuni and the Hopi were the tribes who made those. They dressed in big masks and danced and performed, asking spirits called Kachinas for a harvest of corn. For beautifully woven patterns, we looked at the Navajo. Apaches had the brave warrior Geronimo. From the high plateau down through the Great Basin, tribes like the Ute survived through migration. Preparing for cold winters, some were found building earth-covering houses that were part underground. Horses and bones, skins and hemp were traded with tribes from the plains for roads that raid. To the rainy northwest where the totem pole stood, these were memorials to ancestors carved out of wood. Wealthy families had ways to show signs of success, hosting lavish potlatches, giving gifts to their guests. They hunted large sea animals with nets and harpoons, and lived in long houses which had one long room. Over time, Europeans moved into tribal regions. Sometimes they fought war, sometimes they formed a legion. The dark clouds rained down upon the trail of tears. Tribes were forced west from where they lived for years. This song is a tribute to just reflect upon today, American Indians continue on. These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the waterfalls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the waterfalls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. Yeah.